November 22, the outpouring of the Spirit. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts 1:8. The Christian church began its existence by praying for the Holy Spirit. It was in its infancy without the personal presence of Christ. Just before his ascension, Christ had commissioned the disciples to preach the gospel to the world. In obedience to the word of their master, the disciples returned to Jerusalem, and for 10 days they prayed for the fulfillment of God's promise. These 10 days were days of deep heart searching. The disciples put away all difference that had existed among them and drew close together in Christian fellowship. At the end of the 10 days, the Lord fulfilled his promise by a wonderful outpouring of his Spirit. When they were all with one accord in one place in prayer and supplication, the promised blessing came. What was the result of the outpouring of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost? The glad tidings of a risen Savior were carried to the utmost bounds of the inhabited world. The hearts of the disciples were so surcharged with a benevolence so full, so deep, so far-reaching, that it impelled them to go to the ends of the earth. By the grace of Christ, the apostles were made what they were. It was sincere devotion and humble, earnest prayer that brought them into close communion with him. They sat together with him in heavenly places. They realized the greatness of their debt to him. By earnest, persevering prayer, they obtained the endowment of the Holy Spirit, and then they went forth, weighted with the burden of saving souls, filled with zeal to extend the triumphs of the cross. Shall we be less earnest than were the apostles? Shall we not, by living faith, claim the promises that moved them to the depths of their being to call upon the Lord Jesus for the fulfillment of his word? Ask, and ye shall receive. John 16:24. Is not the Spirit of God to come today in answer to earnest, persevering prayer and fill men with power?